Let's take frontier trade. As we look at that, you knew whipsaws were used to cut wood, but you couldn't find any photographic evidence of
what. So I went to Washington and did that.
In the Smithsonian.
Smithsonian, that's right. Sure did.
You sketched a reconstructed whipsaw.
They had one all constructed and everything there. Not for me, it just had it in there. I had remembered it, yeah.
And the pecan tree that you painted is an actual tree growing at Three Forks?
Didn't I do it when this man was preaching?
I think so.
Yeah, and that little girl right there is my daughter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
There's Joe Benny Mason.
Joe Benny Mason. Pure blood Osage.
And he came out of Fairfax, Oklahoma.
That's right.
He was a golf champ, former football player.
Former football player, yeah.
And he was the model for the figure of the Osage
absolutely,
chief.
Absolutely.
The features were unique to each Indian tribe. When you depicted a specific tribe, the models were, whenever possible, full-blooded members of that tribe.
This fellow right here agreed to pose for me if I would be his best man. And he was the historian for the University of Oklahoma. He said, I'll pose for you if you'll be the best man at my wedding.
And so were you?
Yes.
And then color is real important to you, and everything stayed true to the different colors that were important to each Indian tribe.
This back here is where they're making salt.
In the back there on the upper right-hand corner is where they're making salt.
And by the way, this was to protect the white people, not to protect the Indians.
What is that, a fort?
Fort something. I don't know which fort it was. That's why they built those things, was to give the soldiers a place to stay.
Be protected from the Indians.
Yeah,
Well, that's a great picture, and that is frontier trade.